victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, in everything, you know, things are tested. Vehicles are tested. I like gadgetry just as much as the next guy. But I don't want to be on the bleeding edge of technology. Got cutting edge, bleeding edge. That's too far. Somebody said, what do you mean? Well, something that they just came out with last week. It's amazing. So they want you to go cross an ocean with it in an airplane. Huh. I want something that's anvil simple. It's been working for the last 40 years. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, I like technology as much as the next guy, but when it comes to something like that, it's 1,000 miles of ocean that way, it's 1,000 miles of ocean that way, and you can holler all you want to, and ain't nobody gonna come get you till maybe a month from now. You know, I was checking on some things about overwater flights. This has been a year or two ago we were going to do. We flew across the Gulf and did some things. And, man, I was surprised to realize. I figured if you had a problem, so we did what we needed to do and got our preparations and you get a raft and all that kind of stuff. I figured, well, if you did have to go down and you got it all right, you know, they could come pick you up within a few hours. Uh-uh. We don't have anything. Helicopters can only go just a little ways from the shore. They don't have the range to get out there. You have to wait till a ship happens to come by and pick you up. Well, that means you are committing yourself to something. You are really trusting that ship or that plane that's taking you across there. Because I understand, you know, sure, they might get to you in 3 days, but who wants to hang around out there with the sharks for 3 days? You may not have a half a day. But with God, He's never failed anybody. He's not going to fail you. Look at another description of this. Proverbs 25. Then we're going to look at something else and you're going to shout about this. Proverbs 25. I want this picture of unfaithfulness real clear so that we can contrast. Because we don't just need to know that God's faithful. We need to become faithful ourselves. Don't we? He expects it of us. And it's key to so many other things in our life. Proverbs 25. Are you there? 19. 25:19. What does it say? Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. This is a perfect picture of faith and faithfulness or unfaithfulness. What do you mean? Listen to this translation. New Living says, putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing on a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. Do you see the picture? If you're trying to chew something, you are counting on those teeth, aren't you? You're putting pressure on them. You're committing to them. And if one of them is broken and gives way, it was not faithful to do his job. And it's going to cause you problems. And if you go to step down, I mean, in a little bit you're going to get up and walk out of here. And what are you going to do? You are counting on that foot holding you up, aren't you? You're counting on your foot being faithful. And if you go to put your weight on it, and it folds, and down you come, it was an unfaithful foot. You couldn't count on it. You couldn't put the weight on it. You couldn't rely on it. Are you a faithful person? What would that mean if you're a faithful person? It means people can count on you. Is this key to our being promoted in life? Is it key to our coming into the fullness of the plan that God has for us? As I learn more and go through the ministry, I see more and more people are excited about the call on their life. They're excited about the grand and glorious things that God could do in them and with them and through them and for them. And that's all right. But they're not concerned enough about faithfulness and don't realize that no matter what kind of call you have on your life, how quickly you get into that call, or if you ever get into that call, determines on if you are faithful. Luke 16 talks about this. Jesus talks about it. He said, he that's faithful in that which is least would be faithful in much. He that's unfaithful in that which is least would be unfaithful in much. Phyllis and I as leaders, spiritual parents now, it troubles our hearts when we see people unfaithful. And it's not because we're concerned the job won't get done. We have faith in God that if they don't do it, somebody else will rise up and do it. But we know if they're unfaithful, they're out of their plan. They were supposed to be faithful there and learn some lessons and grow and develop. And then God could promote them and use them for something else. Nobody is promoted simply by the passage of enough time. In God's kingdom, there is no social promotion. I don't care if you're 7 foot tall and you're sitting in first grade. Unless you pass the test, you're going to stay in first grade. And so many people are interested in grandiose things. Something big. And they want something more visible. They want something more spectacular. And they don't realize they don't qualify. You have to be faithful. What's faithful mean? What's faithful mean? Reliable. You can count on them. If somebody was counting on you to be there and you're not there, then they have to come and take care of it, or they have to get somebody else to take care of it. They tried to put weight on you and you folded. Come on, can you see this now? If you said you were going to do it, if you said you were going to be there and you're not there and you fold and you get out, now you are disqualifying yourself from what should have followed in your life. We must be faithful if we want to come into the fullness of what He's called us. And being faithful includes passing tests. And I know you didn't think you was getting all this tonight, but it includes obeying. It includes submitting. I know this is a very unpopular word, but it's in the Bible numerous times. Looking back over, I don't care how wonderful a person you are and how much you love the Lord, your whole course, throughout it, there are going to be some situations where you will have to submit. Nobody gets past this. Nobody gets around this. And part of it has to do with developing your own character. Helping you yourself to identify your own pride and overcome it. And it's grieved me to see friends of mine and people that I've seen under us and in the ministry. You see them coming to that place and you know what's going to happen. And you can't change it. And sometimes you can't tell them because they don't want to hear it. And so they harden their heart and they stiffen their neck and they're not going to do it. And they change and they get out. And what they've just proven is that they're unfaithful. Because now they're not in their place. They're not doing their job. Somebody else has got to take care of it. Somebody's got to come in. Because they wouldn't submit. They wouldn't obey. They wouldn't do it. And then they'll realize, now where are they? They're supposed to be here. Faithfully doing their job. They're not there anymore. They're over here. And they still got a call on their life. And they know that's real. But they want it to come out some other way. So they want to start their own services. They want to start their own ministry. They want to start their... And maybe 20 years from now, if they had been faithful, it would have been right to do. But the only way to really be qualified for it is if they'd have stayed in their place and learned their lessons and submitted and obeyed. But now, they can't learn that doing what they're doing. And so they'll falter and they'll flail. It's sad. People are doing this for decades at a time. Now, I'm not saying something that I don't know about. Phyllis and I, over the past 30 years, I know myself, there have been a half dozen times, at least, where I could have missed the plan of God for my life. I came up to something and I either submit or I bail. Did you hear me now? There's been time after, and I could have justified myself in it, and there would have been people that would have agreed with me and this and that, and I'd have still been out of the will of God, and you and I wouldn't be looking at each other tonight. Everybody will come to a place in life more than once throughout your whole life. The question is going to be, are you going to be reliable? Are you going to be faithful? Are you going to stay in your place? Are you going to do your job? Are you going to shut your mouth? Are you going to submit? Are you going to have your say and stomp off and tell everybody you can hear from God just as good as they can? Did you hear me? And get out of the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith in the Faithful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1108H. That's R1108H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.